I'm gonna tell you a little quick story about a young man recently returned from a war overseas. Having endured many trials and tribulations, came out but scathed, with only half his eyelid blown off and a patch to cover it up. Seeking solace and newfound joy in such a, you know, trivial, time-consuming, fun event such as a circus, he found his way into a diner. And there he met a beguiling young waitress, whom after a short exchange, found themselves getting it on behind the generators. You might say it was love at first sight.
You might have just made a plan for the night.
Well, in the afterglow of their newfound romance, they decided to let go all the sorrows and heaviness that had been trailing them both around and to embark together into uncharted territories of joy and happiness. And this is their story. They might be here tonight, who knows? This is called Marianne and One Eyed Dan.
Marianne was a waitress at the circus, and Dan was a rider for the Delaware Local Observer. Just 21 and just did one side of the service. They said you have an island, so you had to wait back. Marianne introduced herself to Dan. She said, "Do you like the menu, or do you need me to read it to you?" Halfway angry, half turned on and half refused. Well, he took her by the arm and went out back to make a match. And he said, "So generators slowly home. She picked a flower and fastened it on to his bad eyes. She said,
"Come on, let's get married. I think we might get along."
doing Delfest. We are called Shovels and Rope from the other Charleston, South Carolina on the coast. We love coming up here. We slept in a Walmart parking lot not far from here, actually, a couple of years ago. We had a lot of visitors through the night. They would come and tap on our van door.
We meet everybody with a genuine hospitality.
They had all kind of wild stories to tell us, and a lot of friendly people, but a lot of the stories ended up in, do you have a dollar, or do you have $5, or do you have $20? But usually we would just kind of hang out there for a minute, and then we'd give them some money and be like, well, I hope that's going somewhere.
We have faith that it did, because you know what? We believe in the goodwill of man. That's right.